Samaya Seema is an assistant professor at Tarbiyat Madaris University in Iran and says Lake Urmia has lost around 90% of its volume in the last two decades.
That has led to significant environmental consequences like dust storm, like increasing the lake salinity that would harm brine shrimp, artemia, and also flamingos.
Along with the environmental impacts, the considerable water loss affects the people living around the lake.
Recreational boats cannot reach the boatable of the lake, and also several resorts that are located around the lake has been totally shut down since then.
Dr. David Rosenberg is a civil and environmental engineer at Utah State University. He says the similarities between Lake Urmia and the Great Salt Lake are why researchers at USU are interested in the project.
We have arid desert climate, so it's very hot and dry in the summer, and we get a lot of our precipitation in winter, snowfall. We're at similar elevations and, you know, latitudes. We have cold winters, really hot summers. So the evaporation processes off the lakes are very similar. A lot of evaporation in the summer, not as much in the winter.
To increase the water levels in these lakes, Rosenberg says that there has to be a way to get more water into them. And that's the puzzle the researchers are working on.
It involves having mechanisms, legal mechanisms, or accounting mechanisms, or maybe even financial mechanisms that allow water to be delivered to the lake. And right now, neither lake really has that.
What we suggest in our research is try to shift agricultural dependent livelihood to ecosystem dependent livelihood.
To read more about the study, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.